coming into a nice, restful sitting posture, taking care of your posture. Make sure there's nothing cramped or tight. So take a few moments to scan through. Notice whatever needs a bit of adjusting and take care of it. And so embodying wakefulness through the posture. Embodying too some openness, some friendliness. And if there's any clenching, gripping, that might be a nice signal to soften and open. And be friendly and kind towards whatever may be happening within the heart mind. And so, with our posture established and our attitudes established, simply finding the breath. Noticing that we're being breathed. Nothing we need to do. Gently bringing the attention back again and again to the breathing. Whether it be the breath in one focused area, single-pointed awareness, or whether it feels more easeful to have a sense of breath and body as a whole. Whatever feels most easeful and helps you to gather your awareness into here. And hopefully from even that little bit of short practice, there's some settling that's happening for you. And we can now move into a loving kindness practice. Bringing forth in the mind someone for whom it's very easy for you to open the heart. A loved one, a dear one. Someone, when you think of them, brings a smile to your face. And you might even let that smile in, because it also helps to nourish the practice, nourish the heart mind. Either visualizing or sensing this dear one. noticing how you wish well for this one. It's easeful. If ease is not happening for you as you hold this one in mind, try someone else, perhaps a pet or a young child. Does any kind of complicating emotions showing up, just allow yourself to shift to someone really simple. Brings the smile. And then holding this dear one in mind and beginning the phrases. So I will offer some phrases, and then there'll be a period of silence where you can repeat them or offer up your own phrases. May my dear one be filled with loving kindness or friendliness for him or herself. May my dear one be safe, safe and protected from inner and outer harm, safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Feeling the body sitting and breathing as you engage in the phrases, and gently bringing the attention back whenever it wanders off the phrases. May my dear one be healthy, healthy in one's body, healthy and strong in the body, or healing. May my dear one be happy, peaceful, happy, free in heart and mind. And may my dear one live with ease, joyfully care for him or herself with grace and ease. May you live with ease. And so repeating these phrases or ones of your choosing, taking your time with it, making sure too that the practice is coming not just from the head, but from the heart and from the body. So really feel the body sitting and breathing as you recite the phrases. And you may find it helpful to give yourself some soothing touch to make that heart connection. Hand to the heart or belly or cheek or whatever works for you. Focusing on the dear one now. And then pausing with that, noticing how it sits with you. How is the body feeling? The heart, the mind. Loving kindness practice can soften, gladden, open the heart mind, soften the body. And it doesn't always do that, because sometimes we're troubled in a way that the practice can't reach, or it opens us to where we may be hurting, where there may be fear or anger, confusion. And if that's happening for you, just to take good care of yourself. Know that it's all the workings of the heart unfolding. And sometimes too, we don't feel much of anything, and that's okay. We're still engaging the practice. It still has its benefits. And now let's warm up our hearts a little more by bringing forth to mind a benefactor, someone who's really helped us. And it doesn't have to be a big deal of help, but there's a sense of opening to how this one has been kind to us, generous. Again, holding this one in mind, you may notice that you naturally smile. There's a good wishing that happens here, a well-wishing. And now engaging the phrases for the benefactor. May my benefactor be filled with loving kindness, friendliness. May you be safe. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy. May you be healthy and strong in your body. May you be happy. May you be peaceful, happy, and free in your heart and mind. May you be happy. And may you live with ease. May you joyfully care for yourself with grace and ease. And again, repeating these phrases or ones of your choosing for the benefactor, taking your time, feeling the body as you recite the phrases. Sometimes it helps to coordinate the phrases with the breathing. So take some time for that. Gently bringing the attention back to the phrases whenever it wanders. Loving kindness is a great way to gather the awareness into the present moment and also to gladden the heart mind. Sweeten it up. And then pausing with that, and once again noticing how it all sits with you, physically, emotionally, mentally. Perhaps there's some goodwill that you've been able to generate with the practice, some goodwill that you can now insert yourself into. So holding ourselves in mind now, perhaps just as we are today in this moment, or if you find it really warms up the heart mind, holding images of yourself when you were very small, when you were very wee, from a pictures of yourself as a baby or a toddler. You can see and appreciate the freshness, the aliveness that's there. The clear heart mind. That doesn't work for you, just let that instruction go. Holding ourselves in mind one way or the other and engaging in the phrases. May I be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for myself. Remembering too, if it's hard for you to offer these phrases for yourself, you might imagine a being, someone who has a loving, generous heart, who could say these things to you. And you could imagine the phrases coming towards you from that being. I will use the pronoun I, but you feel free to use you if that helps you. May I be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for myself. May I be safe. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be safe. Feeling the body as you do this. Perhaps some soothing touch. May I be healthy. May I be healthy and strong in my body. Healthy or healing. May I be happy. May I be peaceful, happy, and free in my heart and mind. May I be happy. And may I live with ease. May I joyfully care for myself with grace and ease. And taking some time now to recite these phrases, or ones of your choosing, ones that may really reflect what you need to hear right now. can be hard to offer these phrases for ourselves. The mind may wander. Just notice that, gently, kindly. And bring your attention back to the phrases for yourself, even if you feel uncomfortable or bored or awkward. Knowing that we all need these good wishes, this kindness. And then pausing with that, noticing again how it sits with you in the body, in the heart, in the mind. And letting whatever your experience is be just as it is. Let's now take our well-wishing outwards, holding in mind people who are neither here nor there to you, what we call neutral people, as if anyone is, but you know, if you check within, you may realize that that's true to some degree. Perhaps neighbors or acquaintances. Perhaps people you see on the street. Just letting your field of awareness widen, not landing on any one person, but just holding in mind these different people. Remembering too, there's a whole city, province, and country. Most of the folks we don't know. And outward to the planet, all the other people on the planet. And if it makes sense to you, you might care to include in your sense of consideration and well-wishing all the other beings on this planet. This whole web of life of which we are just one little part. Remembering the other mammals and the fishes and the birds and the insects. Perhaps even including the plants in your sense of well-wishing, the trees that give us oxygen. The flowers that give us beauty. Perhaps too, it's helpful to remember the planet as a whole. That image of the blue planet from space. May we all be held in loving kindness, friendliness. May we all be safe. May we all be safe. Though we know it isn't going to always be so, we can still aspire within our own hearts and minds. May we all be safe. May the planet be safe. May we all be healthy, healing. May the planet be healing. May we all be happy. May we all be happy, peaceful, and free. Happy planet, peaceful planet, free. And may we all live with ease. May we all live in peace and harmony and ease. Peaceful planet. So, taking a few moments with these phrases, ones that you may like to improvise with. And then letting the phrases be. Just feeling your own body, sitting here, being breathed by this planet, the breath we all share. And knowing that regardless of what you experience during the practice, you have through this practice contributed to peace and harmony for all. It's just so. Yeah.